Start, this is dictating on John Fetis. That is John, J-O-A-N. Fetis is F, F as in Frank, F-E-T-T-E-S, T as in Thomas. F-E-T-T-E-S, Fetis, John Fetis. Date of birth is 3-14-51. Date of visit is 9-18-24. Print a copy for Margaret Chang, C-H-A-N-G, Margaret. Next paragraph. Dear Margaret, thank you for sending Joan Fetis for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. This will tell us. This is a 73, I'm sorry, this is a 73-year-old female who has a prior history of COPD, has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity, and cough, it's sputum production. The patient has occasional episodes of wheezing and also complained of some abdominal pains, but denied nausea, vomiting, or respiration. The patient does use a CombiVent inhaler. One puff twice a day, and has been treated with Nexium for reflux, and she also uses an antidepressant. She denies recent weight loss, night sweats, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient's chest X-ray on 7/29/24 showed hyperinflation with no active infiltrates. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included a history for lumbar disc disease with a history for lumbar laminectomy times 7. She also had cervical spine surgery. And she had an appendectomy as well as carpal tunnel release. And she had a tubal ligation done. The patient has anxiety and depression and chronic lower back pain. Next, paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies were listed. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient smoked one pack per day for over 60 years. Continues to smoke a few cigarettes daily. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of diabetes and myocardial infarct. Mother died of abdominal aneurysm rupture. One sister had a history of had a history of breast cancer. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next, system review of the patient. Has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever, no dilation of cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleed. She has shortness of breath, mild wheezing, and occasional cough. She has abdominal pains and nausea and constipation. And denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has anxiety with depression. She has easy bruising. She has some joint pains, muscle aches. Denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next. Med list included steorotrospimet, 2 puffs daily. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Oxycodone, 10 milligrams PRN. And Xanax 0.5 milligrams BID PRN, Trazodone 50 milligrams HS, Venlafaxine 75 milligrams daily, Atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily, Linzess 145 micrograms daily. Next, physical exam. This is an elderly, averagely built white female. No acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of her floridina. The blood pressure, 120 by 70, pulse 96, respiration 20, temps 97.6, weight is 143, saturation 96. HEND non-spheric, pupils reactive, sclerotic clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular asthma, no nest, no murmur, no asthma, gallop. The abdomen is soft, protuberant with mild epigastric tenderness, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus, with no gross mold up, its cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2. History of chronic back pain with lumbar disc disease. Number 3 is hyperlipidemia. And number 4 is depression and anxiety. Next paragraph, plan the patient. Number 5 is nicotine dependency. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. He also will continue with the nebulizer with duonide solution, BIDPRN. She will get a nocturnal oxygen saturation test to see if she qualifies for home oxygen. And she was placed on Trilogy Ellipta, 200 micrograms, 1 puff daily, in place of Stiolto. Copy of her recent labs will be requested, and a follow-up will be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Margaret Chang, CHANG, MD. Give us Dr. D'Souza.